Glory to His name. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody ever been in a play? No? Okay. There's some yeses. Okay. What happens in a play when an actor, especially the lead, goes off script? You get a lot of looks going around. A lot of, you know, what do we do now? And you go with it. Well, Jesus, when he was sharing and leading the Passover feast, went off script. You see, that was the Passover feast was a very much scripted event. Every Jew in the room knew what was going to happen next. They were very aware of what Jesus was going to was supposed to say. But he went off script. He went off script so that we might have a part of that Passover feast. In the first century, Jews followed a script and they knew everybody, like I said, everybody knew what was going to happen. Even though Jesus was not the father of his disciples, he was their rabbi. And he led the ritual and he retold the old story. Those gathered had grown up and participated in the annual storytelling event. They longed to celebrate it again. The time when the Passover, the angels passed over, the death angels passed over the homes of the Jews. They celebrated that because God blessed them and they knew it. God kept them alive and they knew it. But then Jesus went off script in Mark 14, 22 through 24. Let's go turn to 14, 22 through 24. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." And I can see them now looking at each other. What is he saying? This isn't what we're supposed to say. You see, at that point in time, the Passover script was turned on its head, and it was a new day. Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he goes ahead and changes it again. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "Truly, I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Different. But he said that not for them, not just for them, but for you and I. It was a time of renewal. It was a time when things were going to be different, because Jesus had come to this earth to give his body, to give his blood, so that we may have eternal life. Amen? So when we partake of this fruit of the vine and we partake of this bread, this unleavened bread, let's not forget that Jesus went off script for us. He changed the world so that we might have eternal life. Let's go ahead. And we'll start with the bread. Father, I pray that your blessings will be upon this little piece of unleavened bread. Let it remind us of your Son's body that was broken for us on the cross. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love, and thank you for watching over us, and thank you for giving us new life. It's in your Son's name I pray. Amen. Let's pray together. Now the fruit of the vine. I don't like to say juice. I just doesn't give it enough dignity. This is the fruit of the vine. This represents Jesus' blood that was shed for us on the cross. May we never forget that. That's one reason we partake every Sunday morning. So we will never forget what Jesus did for us. Let's partake together. Father, you bless us in so many ways. You've given us this wonderful, wonderful meal. Not very large in number, but huge in meaning. Let us not forget. Help us to remember your love for us. In your Son's name I pray. Amen.